everybody. This is Pastor Brennan coming to you live with a very special Pastor Brennan live broadcast. It's good to be here today, tonight, actually. It is, what time is it? It's 6:36, and it's good to be here tonight. Days are still getting shorter. Actually, days are actually shorter, but days are starting to get longer, which is good. It's good to be here this evening. There's just some things that have been on my heart that I've just really been stirred up about. And I am going to be talking about compromise tonight. Why you should not compromise on your beliefs. And I'm going to sort of address some things of what happened last night with some, I guess, spiritual attacks. I'm going to do my best to not get angry or upset about it. As a matter of fact, I thank God that what has happened, so just sort of bear with me. It is kind of a little bit hard to talk about all that, but I'm going to just sort of address some things about that, and the word, you know, we'll just go from there. Amen? But anyways, let's see. We're going to start off. I came across something today that is very quite disturbing. Disturbing, but not surprising. And it is a an article from a website called Now the End Begins. And it's kind of, it's interesting. It's an interesting website, but it's, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. But there's something on here. So as many of you know, yesterday I talked about basically exposing what Roman Catholicism is, why it's bad, why it's satanic. And out of that, I got a couple people who got angry at me for it, and I can care less. I'm sticking to what I said yesterday, and I'm not going to retract it, and that is that. But I'm going to show you, I'm going to kind of read the title of this article to prove my point as to why Roman Catholicism is terrible. It's Babylonian witchcraft. Okay? Here's what it is. The title of the article: Pope Francis declares en masse on Tuesday that worshiping Mary is not optional. Hang on a second. That's a... And that she provides all blessings as the Mother of God. Give me a break. Now, I'm going to try to speak this in love, but I'm not going to hold any punches. Okay? Not going to hold any punches. If people want to have a problem with it, they can certainly have a problem with it. Take it up with God and tell Him you don't like it. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. That is idolatry. They're taking what they claim as the Virgin Mary, quote unquote. By the way, Mary was not a virgin all her life. Just so you know, because I'm pretty sure my authorized King James Bible says that my Lord and Savior, who is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, had half brothers and sisters. I won't get in, I might get into some scripture, but I want to focus on this article. They're taking Mary and propping her up higher than God Himself. I'm pretty sure, number one, she was human with a sin nature. Okay? What makes us think that she is worthy to be higher than God if she was a sinner with a sin nature? And by the way, if she wasn't a sinner with a sin nature, why did her own son, Jesus Christ, okay, now I'm not refuting that Mary is the mother. Yeah, she is the mother. But why did Jesus Christ die for everybody? All have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God, Mary included. I think it's very despicable, very sad, on how these Catholics are being brainwashed into worshiping Mary. And now, if that's not enough proof for you, John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I don't know why, but this whole exposing Catholicism is stirring me up. And in the comments that I received yesterday from two particular people, one on YouTube and one on Facebook, all they really did was stir me up even more. And I ain't going to stop. Call me narrow-minded if you want. You wouldn't be lying. I am narrow-minded. You know why? Because there is only one narrow way to Jesus Christ. That is this word right here. If you want to call me stubborn, go ahead. When it comes to truth, yeah, I'm stubborn for truth, not against it. I'm not going to be nice about it. I'm just not. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me because I'm a different person or whatnot. I'm just not going to be nice about when it comes to heresies like this. I'm not going to be nice about it. But listen, these Catholics, I hope and pray that God will deal with them and they come out. I really do. But when it comes to heresies, I'm not going to be nice about it. I won't. Please keep me in prayer because I don't want to come off as an angry person. I don't want to come off as being just a person with a bad attitude about all this. Okay, so please pray for me. Revelation 17 verses 4 and 5. Revelation 17, 4 and 5. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The Catholic Church is guilty, has a lot of blood on its hands. And actually, if there's any church that has been rich, it's the Catholic Church. Why? Because they blackmailed. That's what confessions are. That's why they have all those confessions. Those confessions are used as blackmail. Not to mention, they're so greedy with pride. They're so greedy for filthy lucre. That the Roman Catholic Church scams people for money. Indulgences is a scam. And that will send you straight to hell. And I don't agree with this whole purgatory thing. There's nowhere in my Bible that says that purgatory exists. Okay? Listen. I don't want any of you who are Catholic to remain Catholic. I want you to come out of her. You need to be born again. That's what you need to be born again. You need to be born again through Jesus Christ. But here's the thing. If you want to call me a liar, you go ahead and do so. But be careful what you say and do. Okay? Because the Pharisees were religious people. And God did not, and the Lord Jesus Christ did not tolerate the Pharisees. He didn't tolerate them. Jesus Christ did not compromise. He didn't compromise for the Pharisees. As a matter of fact, if there is any group of people that Jesus was really harsh on, it was the religious people. The religious Pharisees, the holier-than-thou people. If that's what you want to mark me as, by all means. But I'm going to tell you right here and right now, I am indeed a sinner. I've fallen short. There are things that I regret. I'm not perfect. I'm not any better than you. And I'm not any better than anyone else. But I refuse to compromise my beliefs for the sake of the Pope. When I read something like that, that Pope Francis says that it's not an option to worship Mary, I don't buy it. I do not buy it, and I'm taking a stand firm. By the grace of God, I hope and pray that I can take a stand firm on the Word of God. I don't want to waver, but I'm not gonna compromise just for the sake of the Pope. I'm not gonna compromise the sake of following all this nonsense that the Catholic Church believes. The Roman Catholic Church are a bunch of murderers. Actually, let me put it this way. The Vatican is a bunch of murderers and thieves and liars. The Vatican uses brainwash techniques to brainwash the masses. Okay? Just like in Freemasonry, when you have all these high-ranking Freemasons lie, they intentionally lie. And actually, Brother Ryan, I just bless his heart. I enjoy watching him speak. And Brother Ryan preached a little bit on Fat Albert Pike. Hey, hey, hey. That's my bad impersonation. Anyways, enough said. But he talked about Fat Albert Pike. And he said, and one of the things that he mentioned was, Fat Albert Pike admits in Morals and Dogma that they deliberately lie to those that are below degrees. They deliberately lie to them. The Catholic Church runs the same way. They say, don't bring your Bible. And do you know why that is? Because they don't want you knowing the truth. The Vatican doesn't want you knowing the truth. This is why this is forbidden in the Catholic Church. Too bad. Because if this is a forbidden book of the Catholic Church, gives me even more reason to use it. Okay? The priests, the Pope, the cardinals, and everybody in the Vatican wants to dumb you down and enslave you and brainwash you. And by the way, you don't know that you're brainwashed. You don't know that you're a slave to them, but you are, and you enjoy it. You enjoy it because you feed off of all the lies that the Vatican feeds you. The Vatican is nothing but a brood of two-faced, fork-tongued Pharisee, Sadducee vipers that do nothing but spill their poison into your veins. It is only a born-again believer that can ever be bit by one of those and yet still live. You know why? Because a born-again believer who is spirit-filled, and sealed by the Holy Ghost knows the truth and knows to not take part in the Vatican or any kind of Roman Catholic Mass. think of it this way. Paul, when Paul was trying to put put some wood in the fire, a viper came out of the fire and latched onto his hand. And he shook off the viper off his arm and went back into the flames. You want to know something? Paul lived. He didn't die. The people that were on that island thought he was going to die because they thought that he was a murderer, which, you know, before he got converted, yeah, he was, but he got converted. But the thing is, what I'm trying to get at is that poison won't affect a believer. And even if it does to a certain extent, they'll still live. Amen. So, but anyways, that kind of went off on a tangent there, so I apologize. I want to talk to you guys. So I said I was going to talk about compromise. I got to just bring this up because I just got to bring this up because this is something that I feel like I just need to address. I had somebody. Oh wow, that's freaky. I'm like looking at myself and it's just really freaky just seeing myself and watching. It's woo man, that freaks me out a little bit. Let's see, where was I? That got my stomach churning a little bit. I want to bring up something. Let's see here. Here we are. I gotta bring it up first. Okay. So, as some of you know, I did a video yesterday exposing what Roman Catholicism was. It kind of in a very broad view. I actually mainly read from different books to show how Roman Catholicism is not Christian. I had a couple people that didn't like it. And basically, they just said, forget you, you're an idiot, shut your mouth, you don't know what you're talking about, and all that stuff. I'm just throwing it all out. but here's what really stuck out to me. And one of these ladies that had an issue with what I preached on yesterday, basically posed the question, did you ever hear respect all religions? That kind of got to me a little bit, like, interesting. So I'm going to address that, and it's going to be addressed in the title of Not to Compromise. What does it mean to respect different religions in today's sense? Well, in the sense of when you preach the truth and reveal the truth behind a particular false religion and people don't like it, they're going to throw the tolerance card at you. That's what they did to me. They threw the tolerance card at me saying that I wasn't being respectful. In other words, I wasn't being very tolerant towards Catholicism. I had another guy threw another comment at me on YouTube, basically saying that I needed to, I don't even remember what he said, but something about, you know, straightening your church out first before you attack others or something like that. Joke's on him. I don't have a church that I pastor. So, joke's on that guy. He don't know anything. He don't know anything about me. I'm getting to that point, though. Just because I don't pastor a church doesn't necessarily mean I'm not working towards that. Okay, I believe that at some point that part of what God has for me is to eventually plant a church. I'm just not doing that now. Okay, I'm just sort of waiting on God's green light to do so. Okay, so anyways, neither here nor there. But I realized that they were throwing the I'm the intolerant person card saying that I wasn't respecting other religions. Here's the thing. In their sense of respect, other religions is compromise. I'm not going to compromise what I believe in this book, to make peace with somebody who may not even be born again. I don't know. I don't know if they're born again or not. That's between them and God. But the thing is, I'm not going to compromise what I believe in for the sake of keeping peace. I just won't. I don't think I could do that. It would be bad taste. And when people make those remarks of that someone is intolerable because they won't compromise, and they preach tolerance, it's usually those people who say tolerance, they're the ones that are actually being intolerant. In other words, they're having a holier-than-thou attitude. Because they think that they got it all, that they're better than everybody, and that they can do whatever they want, and when somebody is not living the way they are, they shout intolerance. You're being intolerant. You need to be more tolerant of other religions. Hey, listen, I understand we need to outreach to people in Catholicism and Islam and all these other false religions. I understand that. I'm not against that. Which is why we need to be telling the people the truth anyways about their own religion, so that they might make a choice to either they choose to stay or they choose to come out and be born again and accept the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart and life. You know? I understand that. But at the same time, I'm not going to just quote unquote love others by compromising what I believe just for the sake of peace. That's what they're pushing right now. They're pushing compromise. They're pushing trying to love one another as per compromising. And they're pushing to all get along and set aside your beliefs for the sake of peace. Let me tell you something. The only peace that we will have is through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He is the only one that will be able to gather all of us like-minded believers and there will be peace. Now listen, there's good fellow brothers and sisters I love so dearly. Do we have disagreements on things? Yes. But we're still family. That hasn't changed. But I'm not going to sit and roll over like a dog, pun intended, by the way, and compromise my belief in the Bible. I just don't think I could do that. Much easier said than done, by the way. And it's much easier said than done when it's in the face of death. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, my prayer and hope is that a lot of these Catholics will realize that their religion is vain. It's vain because it's all works-based. The fact that they worship Mary is idolatry. It's idolatry, but it's spiritual adultery. That's what it is. Which should tell you that why... Okay, check this out. Why do they prop up Mary in the Roman Catholic Church? Why? Why are they propping up a woman? Was there a woman that wrote the Bible? Well, according to the King James Bible, it says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Why are they propping up a woman in the Catholic Church? Why is Mary higher than God? You see, in the occult realms, there's someone that is known as the Queen of Heaven. Okay. Let me type that in real quick. Queen of Heaven. Did I spell that right? Okay. Here's something interesting. Let's see. Let's put the asterisk. Nope. Didn't change. Okay. In your King James Bible, Queen of Heaven is mentioned 5 times in the King James Bible. 5 times is the Queen of Heaven mentioned. Okay? First occurrence of the Queen of Heaven. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 18. The children gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead their dough to make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings on the other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. If you think about that, that sounds an awful lot like the Catholic Church. First of all, because they worship other gods. Secondly, when you take a look at Pope Francis and his mitre, the mitre that sits on top of his head looks like a fish. And if many of you that may not know, or many of you may know, is that fish-like hat represents Dagon. Dagon was a false god, little g, that was part fish and part human. Or, hang on a second. Oh, wait, a mermaid. Hang on a second. Oh, my word. I can't even get my buttons working now. That was a joke. I'm sorry. Shouldn't make jokes. But Dagon is part fish and part human, which that's what a mermaid is part fish, part human. But Dagon was the god, little g, of the Philistines. Okay? And do you know what happened when the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant into their camp? You know what happened to Dagon twice? It fell. Dagon fell. That's a picture of God knocking down your idols. Sure enough, God had to do that. God had to do that for me. I had some stuff I didn't really see as an idol. Well, actually, I did. But, you know, I had idols that got knocked down, which actually was a praise, because that was one of my prayer requests to God, was that if there's any idols in my life, to knock them down. And he did. And and so Dagon, so the Pope with this hat is Dagon. They worship Dagon with this hat. But it's weird because they prop up. And you know what's really funny? They say that the Pope Francis, is Christ on earth, which is blasphemy and it's wrong. And yet he's saying that Mary, and they're putting Mary on a pedestal even above the Pope. So what is it? Is the Pope like the ultimate figure? Or is Mary the ultimate figure? Make up your mind. Like, what's going on with that nonsense? Like, who's who? But the Catholic Mary is not the same Mary in the Bible. Okay? That, we should establish that. Okay, now, let's see. Is it Matthew? I wonder if it's Matthew. I wonder if it is Matthew. I have to turn to Matthew here real quick. Let's see. Here, yeah, it is Matthew. Okay. So the Catholics say that Mary, they call her the Virgin Mary, which denotes, or it implies, that Mary was a virgin all her life. That's not true. That's not what the Bible says. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 25. Actually, let's start in verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And kind of a, we'll try to keep it very, not, we'll try to keep it on a more of a PG-13 level. But using King James terms, Joseph didn't go in unto Mary until after Jesus was born. So after Jesus was born, that was when Joseph went in unto his wife and conceived more seed, which is why Jesus had half brothers and half sisters. So if that's the case, how could she then be a virgin her whole life? Yes, she was a virgin, but not her whole life. Okay? It's just really funny in how they prop up Mary as being some sort of special goddess. Let's continue on. Jeremiah 44:17, getting back to the Queen of Heaven. Okay? But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven. Okay, let's stop right there for a second. Okay? Let's stop. I'm going to show you something. I don't know if you guys can see this very well, but what is Pope Francis doing in front of Mary with this little baby? He's burning incense. He's burning incense to the Queen of Heaven. That's who the Catholic Mary is. The Catholic Mary is the Queen of Heaven. Okay? That's the Catholic Mary. That is not the Bible. That's not the biblical Mary. And that child that she's holding is not the biblical Jesus. That's another Jesus. Okay? That's another Jesus. By the way, if anyone comes to you preaching another Jesus, let him be accursed. Amen? Let him be accursed. Okay, so to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offering unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. For a second there, I almost lost my spot. Jeremiah 44:18. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, which that's what you saw Pope Francis doing, burning incense. By the way, burning incense, if I have this right, maybe I'm wrong on this, but burning incense is a picture of prayer. Praying, prayer. God says you're not to pray to idols. You're not to serve idols. You're not to serve anything in the earth or in heaven. And I'll prove it too. Here's the thing. What I mean by that is you're not to bow down to angels and worship past saints. That's what I mean. Okay? When the Apostle John was caught up into heaven, he bowed himself before an angel. What did the angel say? He said, "Don't bow to me. I'm your fellow servant." We're not to worship idols. We're not to worship angelic hosts. We're not to worship the creation more than the Creator. We are to be worshiping the Creator. But with the Catholic Church, they are worshiping the creation. They are not worshiping the Creator. Okay? In Jeremiah 44:18, let's see here. Did I already do that one? But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings onto her, we have wanted all things that have been consumed by the sword and by famine. Jeremiah 44, now in that next verse, verse 19. Okay? And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings onto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings onto her without our men? Or without our men? That was a question mark. I apologize. Why is that not going down? There we go. Jeremiah 44:25. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, ye and your wives have spoken with your mouths and fulfilled with your hands, saying, we will surely perform our vows that we have vowed to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out our drink offerings onto her. Ye will surely accomplish your vows and surely perform your vows. You know, it's interesting. It's when you read that, it's like works based. That's what the Catholic Church is. It's all works based. Okay? The Pharisees. Now, here's the thing. How does this all tie into compromise? Okay? Well, let me tell you something. The Catholic Church, the Vatican, are a bunch of religious Pharisees. Okay? They've compromised to go after other gods by committing spiritual adultery with other gods. Okay? They have compromised and not wanting to follow the truth and just follow whatever felt good to their flesh. Okay? When you take a look at the Pharisees, they were claiming that they were serving God, that they were following their commandments. And yet Jesus said it's by your traditions that you are disobedient to God. Actually, hang on a second. I gotta make sure I have the verses right. I don't want to paraphrase. By your tradition. What? Here we go. I found it. Matthew 15:3. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of what? Men. The Catholic Church is guilty of that. You know why? Because they're saying that the Pope is God on earth. And that whatever he says goes. I'm sorry. The Pope is not. That's not. No. I don't buy that nonsense. Mm-mm. The Pope is just a man who has a corrupt flesh, claiming to think that he is the vicar of Christ and the universal bishop. No. No, 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 no. That's not who... No, the Pope is not God. There's only one God. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? But here's the thing. What are we seeing right now as per compromise? A while back, I can't remember the exact... Was it a couple years ago? I think it was a couple years ago. There was a man by the name of Tony Palmer. He was a Lutheran bishop. Okay? He goes to Kenneth Copeland's church and presents that whole church with a video from the Pope. Okay, so you have a video of Pope Francis being shot at Kenneth Copeland's church. Which, by the way, I have suspicious theories that Kenneth Copeland has ties with the Vatican in some shape, way, or form, and is just one of those Jesuit infiltrators that have gone in and started spreading their damnable heresy everywhere. I can be wrong, but Kenneth Copeland is not he's a heretic. That's who he is. I can tell you that with confidence. Kenneth Copeland is a heretic. Okay? But that's not okay, but here's the point. Okay? After that video, Tony Palmer gets up in front of that whole church and said that Luther's protest is over. And he said, maybe we're all Catholics again. No, I'm not a Catholic. I came out of Lutheranism. I know what Lutheranism is all about. Well, not every single aspect of it, but I know a little bit of Lutheranism because I came out of it. And Lutheranism is just Catholicism repackaged. It's what it is. I mean, I was infant baptized. I went through confirmation, which seems good, but all that stuff is just dung. That's what it is. I count all that stuff that I ever did with confirmation and stuff like that. That's all dung. And by the way, infant baptism is not biblical. I cannot find one single area in this Bible where people were infant baptized. Okay? But this is part of the bigger picture and bigger point that I'm trying to make. Okay? Is that Tony Palmer, and by the way, about 3 months after Tony Palmer paid a visit to Kenneth Copeland's church, he ended up dying in a motorcycle accident. He died in a motorcycle accident. That cannot be just coincidence. Okay? But here's the thing. Churches left and right are basically compromising their beliefs. Now, not every church is doing this. Okay? Don't take what I'm saying as every church. No. But the majority of the American church is in fact compromising to the Vatican. Do you know why that is? Because when you go to these churches, you don't have to bring your Bible. All you have to do is go and sit in and basically enjoy the show and just get your ears tickled and not having to preach on sin. Or hear about sin. Most of the American churches are compromising to the Vatican. And the reason for that is because of the Jesuits. The Jesuits are the Vatican army that were put in place to counteract the Reformation. And by the way, they haven't disappeared. They're still at large. Even in Washington. Why do you think most of these leaders that we hear about think that, you know, they claim to be Christian, but you end up finding out that they're Catholic. and they've been Jesuit trained. I can't vouch for this. But I heard that Mike Pence is a Catholic, and that Mike Pence has a Jesuit background as per education. I also heard, too, that Trump actually has a Jesuit background. And as a matter of fact, when you take a look at the when he was running for president, at the end of that third presidential debate, you find him and Hillary Clinton at a Jesuit dinner. You find both Trump and Clinton at a Jesuit dinner. Just saying. I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I'm just saying. And by the way, I want to say this. America is starting to compromise, and because of it, America is seemingly, it seems like America is starting to turn into a Catholic country. America is compromising. And I'm going to tell you something. The time is coming when born-again believers are going to be persecuted. Persecution is at this nation's door. And pretty soon that door is going to start knocking down. Okay? We might have it to a point where we're going to get persecuted. And I'm going to tell you something. There is no new thing under the sun. If the Catholic Church was behind all these different inquisitions back in the Middle Ages, what makes you think they're not going to do it again? I'm probably going to get hated for this message quite a bit. Okay? I'm probably going to get hated. I already have a target on my back for even preaching against the Roman Catholic Church last night. I already have a big old target on my back. Matter of fact, the government probably has its eye on me to see what I say. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But, I mean, I don't want to get too way out there, but it's not a stretch. Because of what we know of how advanced our technology is. I already have a target on my back. And have had a target on my back, but it just hasn't come to fruition yet. Now it has. People don't like me. I don't care. I'd rather stand with God and be judged by the world and not be condemned to hell. Much easier said than done, but, you know. Jesus Christ is my Father. I only have one Holy Father, and it's not the Pope. I don't care whoever is Pope. The Pope will never be my Pope. You know, it's funny and how all these lefters are saying that Trump is not their president. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Pope is not a God, and he will never be my Pope. Because I ain't Catholic and I don't intend to be Catholic. I don't want to come off as being mean or rude or to pick on anybody. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm not going to take it very lightly. The Catholic Church does indeed, the Roman Catholic Church does indeed have a history of blood and violence against Bible believers. They have a history of it. Okay? They have a history of it. So, compromise. I have some verses I want to share as for compromise. If I can find it. Here we go. I had to pull it up. Let's see. Here we go. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 21. Okay, well, this is going to be actually part of the verse. But it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? This King James Bible that the Catholic Church evidently says is a bad book, which it's not. But this King James Bible, your authorized King James Bible, is how you transform your mind by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Let's see here. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. The Roman Catholic Church covets money. They want it. And they'll do just about anything to get it. Why do you think they're like very rich? I bet you they probably got so much money. I bet you the Vatican has so much money they could probably pay off most of our debt in this nation. That's how rich they are. And they did it by scamming people, by buying false and fake indulgences, thinking that they can get their loved ones out of purgatory. Nonsense. 2 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. For many deceivers are entered in the world, and who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not the things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Let's see. I don't know. I don't want to use the word sick. I don't know. I just feel like there's this nervousness within me, and I don't know what it is. Let's see. Mark 8:34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. Okay? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. You know what that means? It means they didn't compromise to the unholy Catholic Church. That's right. I called them unholy. Okay? I called them unholy. No man can serve... Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. That proves my point that you cannot be a born-again Christian and be in the Catholic Church. If you were truly born again, you'd come out of that Catholic Church. Because you can't serve two masters. Okay? Let's see. I had some other ones. Let's see. I had some other ones that I have. Maybe this is it right here. Okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 15. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Now, I know this verse here is going to be very hard for anyone to swallow. But I have to preach the whole counsel. James 4:4. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world... Wait a minute. That's not it. Hang on a second. I don't think that's King James. When I was reading that just now, I like looked at that. I'm like, no, that can't be right. But let me just turn in my Bible to James 4:4. That's Hebrews. Okay, James 4:4. Wherein they think it's strange. Wait a minute, that's not right either. That's 1 Peter. Man, I don't know. Today's just been a really weird day for me. I don't know why. I feel very... I don't know if it's nervousness or just sick or whatever. I just don't feel good inside right now. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. This is why in yesterday's video, I actually, the second video that I did yesterday, that if you want to go ahead and start bad-mouthing me and anybody who teaches the truth, fine. Okay? But God's going to deal with you the way he will deal with you. I don't want to be a part of this world. I'd rather be with God, a part of God. I mean, I'm born again. Been walking with the Lord for 11 years. It'll be 12 years coming up in December. But friendship with the world is enmity with God. You can't serve two masters. Amen? You can't serve two masters. Listen, I mean... This whole, we can't compromise. We just can't. None of us should be compromising at all. Man, I don't know what it is. I don't feel that good for some reason, but I'm going to push through it because, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to push through it. But, we can't compromise. And the fact that somebody said that I don't respect other people's religion, they're just screaming at me. They're just screaming that I'm being intolerant of them. Let me tell you something. What is so intolerant of having to warn people about something that they need to hear so that they might be saved? Let me give you an example. If I'm walking along and I see somebody drowning and I go and help them out, am I intolerant? Well, apparently the leftists, that's what the leftists think. You know, I find it very interesting. How is it that these leftist, communistic pedophiles, a lot of them are Catholic? Why are a lot of these leftists Catholic? I don't get it. I mean, it just seems that a lot of these leftist people who shout intolerance, I bet you a lot of them are probably Catholic. It's like history is repeating itself all over again. You know why history is repeating itself? Because we refuse to take a look at what happened to what really happened and learn from it. By the way, you know what they're doing in this nation? They're whitewashing our history. They're whitewashing it. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is they're taking our history. It's like they're hitting a delete button on the computer. They're deleting our history and recreating history. Why? I think it's probably because it's part of the brainwashing. Because they want people to think that this and this happened in the past when it really never did. And what they did was they just deleted all of history and just made up things right on the spot. You know what's interesting about the Catholic Church is that, I think even Pastor Mike even touched on this too, is that people will bow down, like they'll bring out a bone and they'll say, this was the bone of Saint so-and-so. And they'll bow to this thing as if it was majestic. And it turns out that we end up finding out that it was a leg of a cow. Now, I'm not saying, I'm just kind of example, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Roman Catholic Church is corrupt. The Vatican is corrupt. Why should I give up that which I believe and give up my faith for the sake of being loving towards Catholics and Muslims? You want to know something? I saw something on Facebook. How many of you listening know who Rick Warren is? Rick Warren is the leader of Chrislam. Ooh, that's creepy. That's not creepy. It's just really like just seeing myself. It's just, oh man, I've already been in an hour already. Woo. Okay, Rick Warren, the Chrislam dude. Okay, he's the one. Let's see here. The Purpose-Driven Life. This is what Rick Warren wrote. I have this book with the intention of using his words against him. I actually haven't actually read it, but Rick Warren is a heretic. I don't support him at all. I don't support any heretic. But he's the author of A Purpose-Driven Life. And here's what Rick Warren said. And this is going to make you barf. Rick Warren says Pope Francis is the Pope of all Christians worldwide. Yeah, like he's the Pope of all lukewarm and pharisaical Christians who are not born again and that are completely religious. But he ain't my Pope. He is not my Pope. Because I ain't Catholic. Christians, so-called Christians like Kenneth Copeland and his whole flock. Yeah, Pope Francis is their Pope. But he ain't my Pope. I think it's despicable on how far Rick Warren has, is just a nut. And what I mean by that, I mean, he's crazy. He says, Rick Warren says that Muslims and Christians worship the same God. No, we do not. My God did not tell me to go strap something to myself and blow everybody up. My God did not tell me that. Matter of fact, my God, who is Jesus Christ, is the God of the living, not the dead. He's commissioned me to go out and win souls and preach the truth. Rick Warren is a liar. He is a two-faced, fork-tongued, lying, compromised devil who's compromised to Islam and Catholicism. He's gone to bed, metaphorically speaking, with the Pope and Islam. That sounds an awful lot like what the Nazis did. They went to bed with the Catholic Church. A lot of the Nazis were Catholics. But under Operation Werewolf, the Nazis trained Islamic forces in modern guerrilla tactical warfare. That was Operation Werewolf. Man, I don't know. I feel tired. I don't know. There's just something within me that I don't know if it's nervousness or if I'm just not feeling very well. But here's the thing. People everywhere are compromising, and we shouldn't be compromising. And I don't want to compromise, and I don't want to compromise. I'm not going to compromise my beliefs with Luciferianism. I came out of that. I know what Luciferianism is about. Primarily because I had family that were high-ranking Masons. They were Shriners. They were 32-degree Freemasons. Worshipping Lucifer. Worshipping Satan. That's what the Roman Catholic Church is doing, is worshipping the Antichrist. Think about it. Christmas, okay? Christ, Mass. Christ, Mass. The Catholic Church, though, by the way, the Roman Catholic Church took Yule and moved it to December 25th and called it Christmas. Christ, Mass. Mass is death. Okay? Christ. Okay? Christ's death. Okay? Well, what Christ? It's not my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus Christ is on the right hand of the Father, and he is coming back as a lion to rule and reign from Israel. They worship a false Christ. The other Jesus is who they worship. They worship the Antichrist. They worship Dagon. They worship Baal. They worship Astaroth. They worship Dagon. They worship the Queen of Heaven. The Catholic Mary is Semiramis. The Catholic Mary is Semiramis. The child that she's holding is Tammuz. Do you know who Tammuz is? Guess what? God does. Let me tell you who Tammuz is. By the way, this is where... Did I spell it right? This is where the Catholic Ash Wednesday, or this is where Catholic Lent comes from. Okay? God is revealing to us Catholic Lent from this verse. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 14. Then he brought me to the door, the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Tammuz was the offspring of Semiramis and Nimrod and only lived 40 years. Okay? How long is Lent? 40 days. One day is 1 year of Tammuz's life. Tammuz was killed by a wild boar, which is represented by the Easter lamb. Oh, not the Easter lamb, sorry. Is represented as the Easter ham. I said lamb, I meant ham. Easter ham is represented as the boar that killed Tammuz. And by the way, during Lent, what do people do? They fast, don't they? They indulge on Fat Tuesday. They indulge in a whole bunch of sin, and then they fast for 40 days. Fasting is another way of weeping. Behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. And by the way, that is an abomination in the sight of God. That is an abomination. And really, this is just more proof on why the Roman Catholic Church is corrupt, perverted, and why Catholics are not Christian. And Christians, true Bible-believing Christians, aren't Catholic. Roman Catholicism is Satan's device to disguise the very thing he wants to destroy. And by the way, the first pope is not Peter of what they say. The first pope was actually Constantine. Constantine was the first pope. Why? Constantine was the one who married Christianity and pagan practices with pagan practices. That is what Catholicism is. It is Christian. It's part of Christianity mingled in with paganism. And therefore, it is poison. It is poisonous. Do you know what rat poison is made of? A little bit of it's made of food, but a big chunk of it's poison. Or it's the other way around. But I don't know. Maybe it's the other way around on that. But it's food, but there's poison mingled in there. So that's how it kills off, you know, rats and stuff. Okay? Same thing. Roman Catholicism is poison. And the fact that the King James Bible is on their forbidden books list should give it away. They hate truth. They don't want you knowing the truth. And they lie. They lie and brainwash all the people who follow after the Pope, just like how Freemasons lie and brainwash other Freemasons. And by the way, really quickly, I'm going to close with this. How many of you know a man named Ignatius Loyola? Ignatius Loyola was the founder of the Jesuit order. He was a military man, and he's the founder of the Jesuits. Now, here's why I bring this up. In 1776, the Order of the Illuminati was founded by a man by the name of Dr. Adam Weishaupt. Dr. Adam Weishaupt was a former Jesuit priest. Dr. Adam Weishaupt was an ex-Jesuit priest. In other words, he was a Catholic. And he's the one that started the Illuminati. And the Illuminati are the very ones who are influencing and pulling the strings behind the scenes without you realizing they are. They're the ones that came up with the plans for three world wars. And they're the ones who are trying to bring about a new world order to hand over to the Antichrist. So it wouldn't be surprising to know that those who are in the occult, like the Illuminati, the Freemasons, or Rosicrucians, or whatever it might be, Skull and Bones, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of them were Catholics. Because Dr. Adam Weishaupt was a Catholic, and he was a ex-Jesuit. And the Jesuits are the Vatican military going around to deploying military tactics to infiltrate churches and governments. Which is why a lot of our founding fathers didn't want the Jesuits here. They knew how bad the Jesuits were. They said, we don't want them here. And they knew very well that if the Jesuits were to be here, it would be hell. My interpretation, of course. But it, and by the way, it is hell. You know why? Because we kicked God out of schools. We've rejected God. We've now let the lettuce, gravy, bacon, tomato, queso, and all those other people, confusion, gender, whatever you want to call it, allowed in this country. We've allowed abortion in this nation. And we have politicians that are Jesuit trained. And they're Catholic. The reason why Luther's protest is not over. Now, I hate to give Luther any more credit than he really deserves. I will give this, that yeah, he did protest against the Catholic Church. But, however, he didn't fully come out of the Catholic Church. And it actually said that he actually went against Bible believers. Martin Luther. Okay? But Luther's protest is not over. I'm not a Lutheran anymore. I denounce the Pope. I denounce anything that has to do with Roman Catholic Babylonian witchcraft. And I denounce any branch or form of Catholicism. And I'll tell you why. History is about to repeat itself. Could it be that the Roman Catholics will try to take this nation over, and we will no longer be a nation of Christian principle, but we would be a nation just like Mexico and Central America and South America, a Catholic nation, a witchcraft nation, a Babylonian witchcraft nation? And I'll tell you why. Because America has become Babylon. Whether you like it or not, America has become Babylon. And the Jesuits have infiltrated churches, they have infiltrated all parts of government. And they're about to take over. They're trying to take over, if they haven't already. Because the key to the Jesuits is to take over and send everybody under the leadership of the Pope. That is the plan of the Jesuits. And the Jesuit oath is pretty sinister to what I hear. I'll have to look that up. I have to look up the Jesuit. You know what? Next Pastor Brandon Live, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up the Jesuit oath, and I'm going to present it. The next Pastor Brandon Live, I'm going to present the Jesuit oath. Next broadcast, because I'm going to show you what that oath is. Listen, I know I kind of poured my heart out and I went everywhere and I really wasn't focused, and I feel very nervous inside. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm ill or whatnot. I mean, I feel fine, but this inside is just kind of tingly, I guess you could say. But I've been through a lot of information. I probably really wasn't on topic. I try to talk a little bit about, you know, not, you know, compromising. And that's the whole thing, is that people are compromising, churches are compromising, and pretty soon our government is on the cusp of compromising. That's a good point. Good point. Here's the thing. Believers, I want to encourage you to stand firm in the faith. I want to encourage you that you stay firm on the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Okay? You stand on this book, okay? Let me tell you something. God will preserve you and he will keep you. If God preserved his word, he will surely preserve you. Amen. But here's the thing. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, whether you are a Catholic or not, okay, Jesus loves you. Okay? He loves you. He wants you to be saved. It is not God's will for any to perish, but to come to repentance. But I have to speak the truth in love, and there's going to be aspects of it I'm not going to be nice about. And what makes me mad is that the Catholic Church are a bunch of thieves, they're a bunch of liars, and they're brainwashing innocent people. That's what makes me mad. And what's worse is the Jesuits are all over this nation. It was the Jesuits who tried to... By the way, you want to know how wicked the Jesuits are? The Jesuits tried to have King James assassinated. What was it? It was November 5th of 16... Was it 1605, 1607? But the Jesuits hired a man named Guy Fawkes to go put gunpowder under Parliament and to blow it up, to assassinate King James. And by the way, that is the same King James that translated this Bible, and the Jesuits wanted him dead. What does that tell you about the Roman Catholic Church? What does that tell you about the Vatican? What does that tell you about the Pope? What does that tell you about the Jesuit general? What does that tell you about the Jesuits? They're wicked. They tried to assassinate the man who had like 50 some odd guys sit around the table to get rid of their differences and to translate this Bible into what it is that you see today. The Catholic Church didn't like it, so they sent the Jesuits to try to assassinate him. But it was a failed attempt. King James, we obviously know that it was a failed attempt because King James was able to get this book translated. But the Jesuits tried to assassinate him. You know why? Because they don't like the Bible. They only want the perverted stuff. Pun intended. Pun intended. But listen, man, I spoke a lot today. I did two videos yesterday. I did a video today. I was not anticipating on doing a video, but I got all stirred up because of what happened and the comments that I've seen. I got all stirred up about it. And now I'm just exhausted. But I'm still going to stand on my Bible. You can't have my Bible. You won't. You can't. Okay? You're not going to get my Bible. I like my Bible. I love my Bible. That Bible saved me. God brought me to his word. And there's one thing you can't take away from me. That's my faith. You can't take Christ away from me. You can't take Jesus Christ away from me. No matter how hard you try, I am in his hands. And God will keep me and preserve me till I go home. Then I'll be home. But no one is going to tell me that I need to bow down to a pope who is insane, by the way. He is really insane. And by the way, it's really interesting that, like I said, he is a Jesuit pope. That is why he's poking his nose into other religions and trying to unite them. Because he is a Jesuit. He's trying to usher in a one world religion. That's what he's trying to do. If you cannot see that, I'm sorry, then I can't help you. Okay? I refuse to bow down to the Pope. I refuse to even shake his hand. Or as what a lot of people do, is kiss his ring. The Pope is not my king. I only have one. The Pope is not my father. I have one. My father and my king are Jesus Christ. And nobody can take that away from me. Nobody can. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? No one can take Jesus Christ away from you. They can sure take your life, take your Bible. They can do a whole bunch of things, but there's one thing they can't take away. That's your faith. That's your faith. I hope I said this message as loving as I could. I hope I didn't come off angry or upset or unforgiving. But I'm going to say this. That if you are going to pick a fight with me or my brothers and sisters in Christ, and if you're going to say stuff that is not biblical, I will call you out. Maybe not by name, but by your action, I will call you out. Even if someone tries to pick a verbal fight with words with my family, I'm going to call you out. I love my family dearly, and I love my spiritual family dearly. Again, much easier said than done. But I hope that I can be a blessing, but also to present this in a loving manner. Amen. I'm going to just close it off real quick. I'm going to close. I'm just going to close it off with a hymn. Is that okay with you guys? Can I just close this broadcast off with a hymn? And then I'll officially close after that, okay? It's not much. It's like 32 seconds long. I'm just going to close it off with that, and we'll go ahead and know what that was. That was Rock of Ages. That's a good hymn, ain't it? That's a very good hymn. So anyways, I'm going to call it a night. Please pray for me. Please pray for me that I don't get upset or angry or unforgiving. But at the same time, please pray that I would be able to stand firm and to take a firm stance on the word. I'd rather be narrow-minded for the truth. I would rather be narrow-minded for truth and not against truth. I would rather be stubborn for truth and not against truth. But at the same time, I do got to preach truth and love. But at the same time, there are going to be things I'm not going to be light about. I'm not going to be very light about, because we're living in some very interesting times, and we need to start getting serious about the Word of God, and we can't compromise. Amen. None of us, we need to not compromise our faith. One more thought, really quickly. Let's see here. I just want to share a verse here real quick. Oops. Oh, I ripped my Bible. No. Let's see here. Here's the letter to the church of Thyatira. This is the end of it. Okay. Jesus says, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And remember, the church of Thyatira was the one who allowed Jezebel. Okay? And what I just read was the end part of that. Amen? So, with that said, I'm going to close it off for the night. Keep me in prayer. Keep this ministry in prayer. I don't know. Maybe my emotions are going everywhere. I don't know. But doesn't matter right now. But anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. You guys hang in there. Again, please can keep praying for me. Keep praying for these videos and the ministry. But till then, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. If the good Lord wills, I will see you all on Monday. With that said, I love you guys. You guys have a great, great night. Pray for me tomorrow. I'm going to be preaching at the VA. Going to be preaching on faith. Nothing better to serve those who served this nation, right? We got to preach to our veterans. They need to know. Amen. They need to know about the word. So pray for me on that. I pray that the Lord will have his way and will. But anyways, listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Lord willing, I'll see you all on Monday. I love you guys. Bye.